Welcome back to the Your Intentional Life podcast. Today, we're going to talk about your number one responsibility as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, for success for you and those who follow you. So let's dig in. Welcome to Your Intentional Life, the show for online course creators and coaches ready to live on their terms. I'm Brittany Bailey, and I'm here to help you get intentional about your marketing and mindset so you can do just that. So far, I've built a thriving six-figure business from the ground up and worked with some of the top internet marketing minds out there. But I'm not done yet, and I have a feeling you aren't either. So let's jump right in and get on with today's episode. Okay, now I realize saying your number one responsibility feels like it might be an oversimplification, or it might just be, you know, kind of a marketing hook. But I really, really, to my core, do believe that this is the number one responsibility that we have. And I'm going to explain what it is and also why. But understand that this is a starting point for so many things. So before you tune me out, before you leave, hear me out, please, because I really, really do believe this is a powerful message that a lot more entrepreneurs need to understand. So our number one responsibility as entrepreneurs, as business owners, is to keep our vibe high. And I know that that sounds woo and it sounds out there, but I'm going to make a case for it because I really, really believe that this is the powerful shift that we need to make. When we are vibrating at a high frequency, when we are keeping our vibe high, we are available for so many more things. And I'm going to explain in detail some other things that we're available for and kind of how this relates to our audience. But just a quick overview of what it means to have a high vibration. So we are all energy, right? Everything in this world is energy. And energy vibrates at certain frequencies, right? So high vibe, something that is high vibe, is vibrating at a higher frequency. And we know that money, success, happiness, these are high vibe things, right? Whereas depression, lack, scarcity mindset, these are low vibe things, right? So when I say high vibe, I mean you're vibrating at a higher frequency. You're keeping your vibration high. And in doing that, we enact the law of attraction, right? We're enacting the law of attraction always, even if we're low vibe, we're just attracting more low vibe. But we're attracting a higher vibration of things, a higher vibration of people when we are in a high vibe state. So one really critical thing in this as business owners is when we are in a state of high vibration, we are making ourselves available to be a clear channel for source, and we are making ourselves available to take intuitive and inspired action. So if you've ever been in a situation as an entrepreneur where you're like, I don't know which direction to choose. My cat is making himself known. I don't know which direction to choose. I don't know which thing to pick or what avenue to go down. Should I do a webinar or a paid masterclass, or should I do this? Should I do that? If you've ever been in that place of indecision, you know that it can really halt your momentum. It can really halt the force that you have going into a situation, right? And so when we keep our vibration high, we allow ourselves to have access to intuitive downloads, intuitive action, inspired action, if you've ever heard that term. The more high vibration that we are, the higher our vibration is, the more ideas can come in, the more inspired ideas can come in, the more we can start to take action based on intuition, right? Because our intuition, our higher selves, is the highest vibration of us. So if we are keeping ourselves in a state of high vibration, then we are allowing ourselves to have the ability to tap into that version of ourselves, to tap into what would me in, you know, whatever your financial goal is, right? So for me, Millionaire Brittany, I call her Millionaire Brittany. What would Millionaire Brittany do? And I get inspired action from that. Okay, I think I would make the decision based on this versus this. I would make the decision to reach out to this resource versus this resource, right? So I understand the thought process of me in the future, in that reality. And by doing that, I'm keeping myself in a state of high vibration. So it's critical that we as business owners keep ourselves in a high vibration so that we know when to take action. We know how to access the intuitive action, the inspired action part of us, and we can keep our business propelled forward, right? That's critical. If you're not growing, you're dying, right? And so we can keep our business moving forward. We can keep that momentum up. We can keep that decision process clear and that channel clear for our intuition, our higher selves to speak to us, right? The second reason why it's our number one responsibility as business owners to keep our vibration high is because we make ourselves available at that high vibration to ideas or intuitive downloads. So just like I was talking about with inspired action or intuitive action, knowing which direction to take, knowing where to reach out to, etc., we make ourselves available for ideas and downloads when we're in a state of high vibration. If you've ever been on a roll or in flow, whatever you want to call it, that was you being in a state of high vibration and you getting those ideas and those downloads because you were in that state. If you've ever been in a group of people or in a mastermind and all of a sudden the ideas are flowing and you're getting, you know, fresh looks or fresh outlooks on things that have been bugging you or things that you haven't, you know, quite figured out yet, that was you being in a state of higher vibration and you accessing those ideas and those downloads. If you read Big Magic, I believe it's by Elizabeth Gilbert, Big Magic, she talks about how ideas are energetic things, right? Everything in this world is an energetic thing. She talks about ideas almost as if they're living, right? And so she says ideas will visit people. And if you are at a state of high vibration, you can get high vibrational ideas, right? If you listen to the founder of Spanx, Sarah, I think Blakely is her last name. I'm probably butchering that. But if you listen to her talk about how she got the idea for Spanx, she was putting herself consistently in this high vibrational state and asking for a million dollar idea. She just kept asking for it and she kept her vibration high so she could receive it. If you are vibrating at a low frequency, if you are in a place of lack, of scarcity, of this is never going to work for me, of all these low vibe things, the ideas that you're going to attract for your business are going to be low vibe. You cannot attract high vibe, high dollar, million dollar ideas from a place of lack, from a place of low vibe, right? So if you want to attract ideas for your business, for your products, for ways to connect with your audience, anything, then you need to be a match for those things. If you want to attract the next product that's going to help your people who follow you, then you have to be in a high state of wanting to help those people, right? You have to be in a high vibrational state. And so it's critical that we keep ourselves there so that we can attract those ideas and we can attract those downloads and make ourselves available for that. Another reason, and this is, if you're familiar with John Maxwell, he's like kind of in the Christian leadership world, I guess. He has something called the law of the lid. And so essentially what this is that people who follow a leader, any leader or a business owner or a tribe, you know, however you want to look at it, people who are following someone cannot grow past that person's personal development, right? So the people who are following you in your community cannot grow past you. You cannot lead them to grow past you. They can grow past you, of course, using other resources, other materials, right? But following your content, following your things, they can't grow past where you've grown, right? So if you are teaching, skill-based things, if you're teaching whatever it is that you're teaching in your courses and in your books and whatever, your audience cannot learn more from you than you know yourself. So if that's the case, then it's our job to make ourselves the best possible version of us and continue our learning and continue our exploration of ourselves and of our topics and of our crafts so that our audience has room to grow, right? If we stop, if we stay in a stagnant vibration, if we're just at this low to medium vibration, we're just hanging out here, then that's all our audience is ever going to get from us. Of course, they can go other places, right? But from us, that's all they're ever going to get, right? So of course, it's our responsibility to continue to pursue a higher vibration, to continue to pursue more and more and more, right? Because when you're in a state of high vibration, then you are essentially turned on. You're in the seat of, okay, what else can I learn? What else can I bring my audience? What else can I do to make this better? How else can I bring value, right? And your audience knows when you're in that state. I know because I have bought into courses and programs when the instructor was in that state, and it was completely different than any other experience I've had. And I've had great experiences. I've had awesome coaches. I've had awesome people throughout the years, but I have bought into programs where it was a night and day difference. And the only difference, the content was roughly the same. The only difference was that the instructor was in such a high vibration that they were in this place of thinking, like, how else can I serve? What cool thing can I do for you guys? Oh my gosh, I was just learning this on this podcast. I was just researching this and this came up, right? They were in this place of creativity. And that only comes from being in a high vibration. If you're not in that vibration, you're in survival mode. You're in lack. You're in, okay, you know, this is the only place that I'm in. This is the only energy that I have access to, right? And so it's critical for all of us who are leading groups of people into, you know, communities and course material and books and talks and whatever that we're doing, podcasts, it's critical that we're always growing ourselves so that our audience can grow with us, so they can grow. So we're creating that space for them, right? And so that is another reason why I believe it's our number one responsibility. It all goes back to being in a high vibration. There are these practical things that come from it. And I know a lot of times woo, quote, woo things come off as really flowery and like fluffy. And, you know, they're just this thing that, yeah, if you have time. But these are tangible things that I have experienced as a student and as a leader that are so critical. They made and break and broke the difference for me in a lot of different ways. It's so critical that we buy into this and understand that our vibration is the determining factor in our business, in the way that we relate to our customers and our students. The last point I want to make is, we got into a little bit here with the law of the lid, but is being fully present and showing up in a completely authentic way determines or is based on our vibe, right? Our vibration, our frequency is determined by how much we show up, or it's reliant on how much we show up, right? So if I am in a place of very high vibe, and if I'm in a place of putting myself out there, learning stuff, doing stuff, receiving intuitive downloads, sitting and meditating on things, determining how else I can show up for my students, if I'm in that place, I am more than likely showing up for my audience, right? If I'm in a place of learning, if I'm in a place of self-discovery, if I'm in a place of how else can I do this? How else can I serve? Then I'm likely not very silent on social, right? What I have noticed is when I slip into a lower vibe, I do not show up for my people as much. I do not find myself wanting to put my face on Instagram. I don't find myself wanting to record content or wanting to go and write a big email to my list. I'm in a lower vibe. It feels like more effort, right? It feels like this forced thing. When I'm in a higher vibe, it's natural. We go back to that state of flow, right? I'm getting ideas for content like crazy, right? I got last night, I just posted on Instagram, at like 2 a.m, I woke up and I got this massive intuitive download about feelings and what feelings are. And I'm going to go and do a podcast episode about that, right? But the ideas don't stop for content. And really, it's like such a basic concept, but it's so hard for us to grasp. If I could just tell people, they're like, you know, I don't know what to say to my audience. I don't know, you know, what to tell them. I don't know this. I don't know that. And I can tell you all the practical hacks like, oh, you know, start with frequently asked questions. That'll get the ball rolling. Then people will respond to your emails and you can go from there, right? That's the practical side. But the energetic side of it is just raise your vibration. Because if you raise your vibration, then you're going to get access to intuitive downloads. You're going to get access to your higher self. You're going to get access to this part of you that goes out and gets content ideas because you yourself are consuming more content. You yourself are out and being in self-discovery, right? And so it's such a snowball effect, and it all comes down to our number one responsibility, which is to keep our vibe high. If we can keep our vibe high, then we have access to making our business the best it can possibly be. It puts us in the state for everything else, logistical, practical, energetic. Keeping our vibe high puts us, it's like the foundation that allows us to do all the other things, right? And if you look at other people who might not be on an energetic plane like this or might not have this energetic bent to their content, but if you look at like Alex Sharfin, for instance, he does momentum, like all his stuff is around momentum. He is putting himself in a state of high vibration. He might not talk about that, but biohacking, anybody who you see biohacking, like they are putting themselves in a higher vibration. Again, they might not be calling that, but that's what they're doing. And so this is such a, if you go back and look at entrepreneurs throughout history and you go back and look at people who have been really, really successful, they have been in a state of high vibe, right? They have been in a state of self-discovery. They've been in a state of getting intuitive downloads, of connecting with their higher selves. They just might not have necessarily known that's what they were doing or talked about that's what they were doing, but that's what they were doing, right? It all boils down to this one thing. So how do you raise your vibe? That might be the question that you're asking right now. So raising your vibe is essentially something that you kind of have to play with as a baseline for you, right? So for me, if I feel that my vibe is dipping, if I feel like I'm slipping into a lower vibe state, I do a couple different things depending on why I'm slipping into a lower vibe. If it's just like I can't really put my finger on it, I'm just not feeling great, then I will go out and I'll walk in the sun, right? I'll go out and get some sun. I will go out and listen to some music while I'm walking. I will do some exercise to get my body moving, right? I'll also try to eat something that's nourishing. I'll do like a smoothie or a shake or something like that. Get some greens, get some vitamins in me, right? If there's something specific that is bothering me, that's pulling my vibe down, I will do a tapping, an EFT session. So I'll go through and I'll tap. If you want to learn more about that, you can go to my Instagram at Brittany Bailey, and I have an anxiety highlight. And if you click on that anxiety highlight, I take you through a tapping session. So you can see exactly where I tap. It goes around your face and then on your collarbone and then on your ribs. So you kind of go through and you tap, and you can tap out the emotion. So if I got a email that upset me, I would go through and say, okay, even though I'm feeling triggered by this email, I love and accept myself anyways. Even though this email made me feel, you know, whatever, I love and accept myself anyways. And so as you're tapping, emotions kind of come out, they make themselves present. And so I tap through those emotions, and then usually I'm better. Or I will journal as I'm going through that, or after I go through that, I'll journal anything that came up, and then I'll find myself in a place of higher vibe after that. Music definitely helps. Dance parties definitely help. This is something that I've been less shy about recently. Just turning on music and straight like dancing and being crazy around the house, because it really does. It's such a cathartic release sometimes. So I'll do that. You kind of just start to know the patterns for yourself. Like, you know what's going to bring your vibe up, what's going to bring your vibe down. One thing for me is, as much as keeping my vibe high, I've avoided things that keep my vibe low. And that has been TV shows, a lot of TV shows. I was realizing, as like guilty pleasure as they were, there were some TV shows that I was watching where it was so dark, like they were just dealing with like stuff all the time, you know, some real like nitty gritty stuff. And I was like, I'm kind of putting myself in that state, especially because I'm an empath. I'm kind of putting myself in that state every night. I'm sitting and watching the show about like divorce and anger and like all this stuff. And at the end of the night, I was like, oh, I don't love that. That's all I consumed right before I went to bed, right? So I have focused on doing more like high vibe shows, or just avoiding those shows in general. in making myself, you know, better, like consume better things, you know, more like I watch home improvement shows, I watch Queer Eye, I watch, you know, sitcom type things that are a little lighter and make me like laugh and stuff versus these just like really intense like dramas that I was watching. So I kind of have, I've made that swap. One thing that I did a long time ago, it's probably been about a year ago, was I removed my Facebook newsfeed, and it's the best decision I've ever made. I'm just so, so thankful that I did it a while back. It's a plugin on Chrome. You can download it. It's called Facebook Newsfeed Eradicator or something like that. And it just blocks, so like when you log into Facebook, it's just a gray screen where your feed would be. And then there's a quote, an inspirational quote there, and that's it. And then, of course, you use Facebook how you would normally use it. You can go to people's profiles, you can go to your groups and all that, but you just don't have a newsfeed, and it's been so helpful for me. So that's really what I do. I also, you know, there's a lot of things that I do on a day-to-day basis that keep my vibe high, like as a maintenance. So I meditate every morning, or I do a hypnosis every morning. I do a coffee protein collagen smoothie every morning. I try to get movement in every morning. You know, there are certain things that I do. I make sure that I have good sleep, that kind of thing. But really, it's a personal thing. We all have an energetic imprint. We all have a way of interacting with our human bodies, right? That we know what works for us and what doesn't work for us. And so I would encourage you to just play around with it. And honestly, that act of playing, that energetic act of playing and seeing what works for you will put you into a higher vibe anyways, because it's a lighter way to approach it versus being like, oh, okay, I have to raise my vibe. What should I do? Then if you approach it, you know, in a more energetic, like playful, what's going to be the funnest way for me to do this? That's going to bring you results a lot faster. So anyways, I hope this is helpful. I really wanted to get this point across because I believe to my core that this is our number one responsibility as business owners, as entrepreneurs, is to keep our vibe high so that we are available for the best possible ideas, the best possible downloads, and so that our audience, the people following us, can grow with us, can grow continually, right? So hopefully this is helpful. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Brittany Bailey. I would love to talk to you over there. You can always email my team, hello@brittanybailey.com as well, and with any feedback, any questions, and I would be happy to address them. I love you guys so much. I hope you're having an awesome day, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for hanging out with me on this episode of Your Intentional Life. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and rating wherever you're listening to this. To learn more about all the ways I can support you in your intentional life, head over to brittanybailey.com.